AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Western officials involved in nuclear talks in Switzerland say Iran is considering demands for further cuts to its uranium enrichment program, but is pushing back on how long it must limit technology it could use to make atomic arms. British Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond says he's hopeful an agreement can be reached.
We're here because we believe a deal can be done. It's in everybody's interest that a deal does get done. But it has to be a deal which puts the bomb beyond Iran's reach.
Tuesday is the deadline for a preliminary agreement meant to set the stage for a further round of negotiations in June. A two-day Arab summit has ended in Egypt with a vow to defeat Iranian-backed Shiite rebels in Yemen and the formal unveiling of plans to form a joint Arab intervention force. That sets the stage for a potentially dangerous clash between U.S.-allied Arab states and Tehran over influence in the region. Two bodies were found Sunday amid the rubble from the collapse of a Manhattan apartment building on Thursday.
The first victim that was found about 20 feet from the front entrance of the building. The second victim was found about 20 feet further back.
New York City Fire Commissioner Daniel Nigro says no one else is missing. During their search, authorities said they believe the missing men had been inside a ground floor sushi restaurant at the time of the explosion. The pastor of the Lutheran Church in Andreas Lubitz's hometown in Germany says the community stands by him and his family, despite the fact prosecutors blame the co-pilot for that plane crash in the French Alps. A small plane crashed into a North Texas home Sunday afternoon, leaving at least two people on board seriously injured. Texas State Trooper Mark Tackett.
The crash where two people were seriously injured and sent to the hospital. There were four passengers on board. Two were not seriously injured, but two were.
The plane smashed the house's roof, then landed in the yard in Gordonville. This is AP Radio News. The NCAA's Final Four is set. Kentucky will face Wisconsin. That's a matchup of two number one seeds and a replay of last year's semifinal. The other game, seven-seeded Michigan State will face Duke, a four-time national champion led by coach Mike Krzyzewski. It's his 12th Final Four.
My past is not important right now. You know, my present is incredibly important. And just being with these kids and sharing this moment and this Final Four, I'm so happy. I'm so happy for them and to be with them.
These worshipers in New York City took part in a Palm Sunday procession to mark the start of Holy Week. Hosanna. Christians around the world mark Palm Sunday by waving palm fronds, attending church services, and visiting sites in the Holy Land at the start of the Holy Week. That ends with Easter. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.